Hey, our friend Mark Shipper, formerly of DNA Info Chicago, we chatted with him last year. He was out in San Fermín in Spain at the Running of the Bulls, and he is back there this year, and he's on a phone with us right now. Hey, Mark, good morning. How are you?
What's up, Matt? How are you?
I'm good, man. So you're back at the Running of the Bulls again.
Yeah, I'm back. This is the first full day of San Fermín 2018.
So San Fermín is a festival, and why do they have this festival every year?
That's a bit of a long story, but it has to do with a martyred Christian saint who was martyred during the late Roman times. He was from Pamplona. Originally, he was martyred in southern France. He was associated with some miracles during his lifetime. After he died, there was some strange activity at his grave. They started venerating him as a saint. He was sort of repatriated back to Pamplona, and he became the patron saint of Navarra. And that was the religious side of it. That was combined in the 15th century with a trade fair, which involved bullfighting as entertainment and music and a whole bunch of other stuff. And they combined those two things and created Feria de San Fermín, which is what we have today.
So the festival is San Fermín. That's not the location. The location is actually Pamplona, right? San Fermín is not a location at all, correct?
San Fermín is Saint Fermín, which is a Catholic saint, and Pamplona is the city, correct.
And so today is day one. Does that mean there'll be running of the bulls this morning, or did it already happen?
That already happened. That happened at 8 a.m. sharp.
Happens 8 a.m. local time. It's a little bit after 11 a.m. there now. And how many days,
correct.
How many days in a row do they do the running?
That is 7 consecutive mornings.
7 mornings. And how was today? Did we get off without a hitch? Were there any problems?
Today was pretty smooth from what I saw. There was a thunderstorm about 30 minutes before the run. I opened up my window, which is kind of up on a high hill, and the rain was slamming down on these tile shingles out here. And I got pretty nervous about the run, but it actually went off pretty clean this morning. I don't even know if there was a goring. So the first run went well. I watched it from Plaza de Toros, which is the big arena at the very bottom of the run where they run the bulls into the corrals, where they'll wait until Corrida, which is the bull fight this afternoon. So I saw everybody run in.
And so do people stay in that stadium until the bullfight, or does it kind of clear out and people come back later in the day for the bullfights?
It clears out. The bullfight's not until 6:30 in the evening, so it clears out afterwards. After the bulls get into the corrals, there's 6 of them, they let Baca into the stadium, and that is a young bull who has its horns. There's like a cork stopper on the top of its horn so he can't gore anybody, and that bull just goes wild in the arena with all the people down there, and people chase it around and get flipped up in the air, and it's a big spectacle. Everybody laughs.
Jeez. Now, I imagine there is a lot of heat on Spain about the whole idea of bullfights anymore, and like with a bull running around like that. Are people protesting this, or do people who are upset about this just stay away from the festival altogether?
No, at the beginning of the festival, PETA always puts on a big protest, and then some independent protest groups come out and protest bullfighting. It's been a hot subject in Spain for, about the last 40 years. And it's not going away anytime soon. So one side feels like it's got the edge, then the other side feels like it's got the edge. It's always in just kind of a holding pattern. Bullfighting and bull running is on for now, but there are plenty of people who'd like to see it go away today.
I imagine. And at the end of the bullfight, a bull does die. Does just one bull die at the end of the bullfights every day?
6 bulls die during the bullfight. And there's an abattoir or butchery inside the arena, and once they're killed, they're taking them back and butchered up for their meat, just like cows are in the States, and all that meat is sold and eaten by the people. So none of the meat goes to waste. So it's the corrida or the bullfight is a ritual sacrifice of an animal, and that's kind of the best way to explain it without going into a lot of details.
So then when you're out at night during the festival, are there different restaurants that are featuring steaks made from the bulls that passed that day?
Yeah, there are. I'm not exactly sure how that works here. Generally, in the city where the bull is butchered, there are restaurants who get the prime pieces, like the tail and the tongue and all the expensive cuts of meat, just like steaks in the United States. But I'm not sure where they are here, or if that even happens, they may be shipped out somewhere else. That was always the tradition for hundreds of years, obviously, because transportation wasn't so easy. I'm not sure if that meat is eaten right here or shipped out somewhere else, but I think it's still eaten in the city where the bull was killed.
Mm-hmm. So during the festival, so it's a 7-day-long festival. We have the running of the bulls in the morning. We have bullfights in the afternoon. What else is part of the festival? What else is going on?
So the bullfight is kind of the secular, the bulls and the bullfight. This area does revolve around the bulls. They kind of set the rhythm for the day in the morning and the afternoon. And then in the evening, they run up from their corral up to a secondary corral, which is where they're released from in the morning. So that even kind of ends the night with the bulls. But the rest of the feria is religious or historical in nature. So like this morning, for example, I was at the procession of San Fermin, which is they pull a likeness of the saint from his chapel in the church, and he's carried around the streets to much veneration and singing and adoration. And with him is another tradition called the Gigantes and Cabezudos, which is the giants and the big heads. And they're kind of these figures that date to the 1800s. The giants are huge, they're like 14 feet high. And the big heads are these big, ugly heads that kind of chase kids around and scare them. And they march through the streets and spin and dance, and the saint is venerated. And that's actually what I was watching before you called. They march all through the city with that. And the bells ring, and the saint is kind of brought out from his church one time a year, and the bells sort of summon him from wherever it is he's resting, and he comes out and sees his city again.
And so do they do that every single day, just like the running in the morning and the bullfight in the afternoon? Is the whole festival the same kind of rituals every day?
There are different traditions every day. The big heads and the giants come out most days. The saint is actually just carried around on this first day, and then he's brought up to the big cathedral on top of the hill where he stays and overlooks the feria for the 7 days. So the procession of the saint only happens today.
Now, I can't remember, Mark, when we talked last year, you were there last year working on a documentary. Is that why you're back this year? Are you guys still working on that documentary?
No, actually, I just got bit by the bug last year.
I know you're back.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was infected, and then the year started going on, and my brain started asking me, what are you doing in July? And it asked me enough times, and I finally answered. I guess I'm going back to San Fermin, so I'm back.
Very cool. All right, well, tell me, what's the status of the documentary?
The documentary, which is called Fiesta, is due to be out this fall. They wanted to debut it the day before this year's Fiesta, but there were just a few, like a lot of movies have, there were a few hang-ups they ran into. Sure. They wanted to get a better advertising campaign up, and wanted to make some fixes to it. So I'm contributing a couple written pieces to that. You'll be able to find it at a website, but that's not going to be out until this fall.
All right, so you're back for the festival. You know, the festival, of course, anybody who doesn't know, the Running of the Bulls, the Pamplona Festival, San Fermin, was made famous for us Americans by Ernest Hemingway in his book, The Sun Also Rises, and Americans have been probably heading over there ever since then for the Running of the Bulls. What is it like being an American there? Are Americans sort of like the people that you kind of hang your head and go, God, I don't want to be associated with these drunks that are out running the streets every day. These are the ones that are getting gored, making asses of themselves, or are we a relatively well-behaved group over there?
No, you're talking about the Australians, Matt.
Oh, really? It's the Australians that are doing that?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I'm just kidding. The Australians have a little bit of a reputation around here for being kind of nuts. They jump off this 20-foot fountain and catch each other. And the Australians love a good time, man, and they are wild. As far as Americans go, there's a lot of them. And there's a lot of English, too. Hemingway's book went over very well in England. He had several English characters in his book. And so there's a lot of Anglo-Saxon representation over here. And for the most part, people are pretty good. There's always going to be embarrassing drunks at a festival like this, but the Americans don't stand out in any way. And actually, a lot of Americans have been coming here for a lot of years and kind of established themselves as part of the foreign fiesta. And they do pretty well. It's not embarrassing to be an American here.
Is it a really drunken festival, like kind of the reputation that we've kind of maybe have in our minds has it as, or is it more of a leisurely festival than maybe I'm thinking of it?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Everybody kind of has their own feria. It takes all kinds, as the saying goes. For some people, it's a 7-day, 8-night spree, or whatever you want to call it. And it's drunk all day and drunk all night, and they just look like, you can spot these people on the streets. They just look like, after about the second day, they just look like zombies out in the streets. Their clothes are stained, they're filthy. They're just a mess. And then there's a whole lot of other people, especially the Spanish, the Basque and the Navarans and the Spanish themselves. They're impeccably dressed in white and red. It's a major family fiesta. They're out here with their kids and grandkids and enjoying all elements of it. It's about food. It's about good drink. It's about enjoying the company of important people. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of that, too. I would say the dignified fiesta far outweighs the drunken debauchery.
Okay, well, that's good. Is there a lot of Hemingway stuff you can do while you're there in town? Are there readings? Are there discussions? Is Hemingway embraced as part of this?
Yeah, he's a big part of it. And it's funny, depending on who you talk to, people either love that or hate that. Hemingway, there's a statue of Hemingway in front of Plaza de Toros. He's the only foreigner with a statue. There's a street named after him next to the Plaza de Toros. And then most of the shops will sell a Hemingway t-shirt and some Hemingway knickknacks and stuff like that. He's a big part of this fiesta, absolutely. A lot of people come here because of his book still today. And but like a lot of things, once their time has gone, the art will endure, but so will the schemes to make money off the art. So for a lot of people, Hemingway is just a way to make a few bucks on a t-shirt.
Sure. And I can't remember, Mark, did you run last year while you were there?
No, I didn't. I was working every morning during the bull run, so I was photographing or video or taking notes. So I didn't run. I walked out on the course this year a little late, and I was down from where you need to be, so they booted us all off the course. Whether or not I'm going to run, I haven't really decided. It was fun watching it in the arena this year and watching everybody run in, but I may get down there one of these days and run.
So you're not sure if you're going to. Does that mean you're a little nervous about the idea of it? What's holding you back from doing it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a frightening prospect. You know, I train jiu-jitsu 6 or 7 days a week, so I feel like I get a lot of this martial energy out of my system. I don't know that I need to prove myself running in front of 6 bulls who I can't predict what their behavior is going to be and who could easily kill me if something goes wrong.
Now,
that and the fact that this course is full of thousands of people who I have no control over either also, you know,
right,
makes me a little uncomfortable.
Right, sure. Yeah, that's kind of the thing, is not only the bulls, but the other people on the course, many of whom may have drank more than they should have and things like that and aren't properly ready to do this. But if you really wanted to say you did it, but not really put yourself in danger, there's a way you could do that, right? Make sure you're all the way up at front, run real fast, and then climb over a wall. I mean, do you think there's people who get out there and don't really put themselves in much danger at all? Or do you think once you get in there, anything could happen and it's scary?
Well, there is no safe spot on that course once it's locked in and the bulls are on the course. I mean, there is no safe spot. And it's a lot like, I played football growing up, and I like to make this analogy to people. The safest way to play football is at full speed. If you're standing still on the field and you're scared, you're going to get yourself hurt.
Right.
If you run hard and you play hard and you just go all in on it, you're much more likely to survive the game intact. So the bull running is the same thing. There's a lot of people who get on the course with either the intention of not running or they just freeze. It's a bit of an unpredictable reaction. It's very much a fight or flight situation.
Yeah.
And some people just absolutely freeze on the course, and they create these walls of people along the edges of the course. Sometimes the bulls just plow into them, and the people who thought they were going to be safe get hammered. But it's funny you said get up in front of the bulls and jump over a fence. In the arena today, they have a name for these people. They call them the Valientes, and that sounds a bit like the English word valiant, which means brave. And so it's a very sarcastic phrase, valientes. You get some of these people who run into the arena about 2 minutes in front of the bulls, and it takes 3 minutes to run the course, so they're in absolutely no danger, and they get whistled at and booed at, and sometimes they get some food thrown at them and stuff. So being one of the brave ones who runs in front of the bulls long before they get there also is that can lead to some shame.
That's hilarious. That makes sense. So if you're going to do it right. Put yourself in danger. Don't run a, you know, half a mile ahead of them just so you can say you did it, and then you don't even see them until they're in the ring. That's funny.
Exactly.
It's just like being at a sporting event here at the U.S. where they boo the home team when things aren't going how we want it. That's too funny. Now, Mark, will you be there all week? Like, if we try to call you back next weekend, will you still be there, or will you already be on your way back?
I'm going to be here for the duration. I'll be there for the full feria. So if you want to get back in touch, we can definitely do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's touch base next week, and we'll hear your tale of the day that you ran with the bulls.
All right, brother. Way to put me on the spot. Maybe that'll get me down there.
All right, Mark. Thanks so much for jumping on the phone. That's Mark Shipper, and he is at the Running of the Bulls. It's in San Fermin. No, it's in Pamplona. It's the San Fermin Festival. If you have never read... if you've never read The Sun Also Rises, I read it, I don't know, back in high school or college. That's where I first fell in love with it. It's on my bucket list. I don't know if I'll ever get a chance. I hope Mark does it. I want to hear about it.